Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Hey everybody, I'm John Cena.
Hey, it's professional wrestler Colt Boom Boom Cabana.
Hey, I'm Double J, Jeff here.
This is Rich Swann.
Matt Riddle, the King of Rose.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk. Do it, bro.
Support Ollie. Support Luke. Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk. Home of Luke Owen. Whatever WrestleTalk is and whoever Luke Owen is. Quote the Raven. Nevermore.
WrestleTalk Rumble. No advice.
Hey, you shrewd cats and predictions kittens. It's Fastlane 2021 this coming Friday, and we're here to give our thoughts on the show and our predictions for what may happen. I am Luke, and I'll be your moderator for this prediction show because this Sunday is not just Fastlane 2021. Oh, no. It is the clash of the titans between Mr. Davis and our current reigning defending Jam That Champion, El Fakeador, Laurie Blake. First of all, Mr. Davis, welcome to the Fastlane predictions. How the devil are you?
I'll be all the better when I get my championship belt back. Look at us. We're like moving WWF graphics from the mid-noughties.
And El Fakeador, how about you?
Says he doesn't want to go back, Luke. Says he doesn't want to go back at all. It was a dark time. It's much happier now. It lives up north.
No, it loves
it. I'm well, thank you, though. We cuddle, I'm very, very well.
We will cuddle with it. I'd take it to bed. I'd give it baths with me.
Is that what the smell was?
I will say, I'm not here to like pick sides or anything like that, but this is the most the championship has been featured on a stream. You know, even when you were the champion, because it never appeared on podcasts or anything.
Are you talking to me? Are you freaking kidding? WrestleTalk News every day. I'd wear it over my pajama bottoms that I wear for work now. I'd wear it there on the most watched show.
See, disgraceful. There, and your swamp bottom, you put in the belt around you.
Disgusting.
That's where it's going to come back.
Foul. It's not going to come back. It says no.
One of these days, someone is going to blow you up, is what I would say.
Blowing up. I'm blowing up right now in your Twitter feed because I'm going to win the championship back and I'm going to do a victory thrust.
I'm going to put the championship down so it can't see this.
Yeah, so that's probably for the best. Should we just let him finish?
Absolute disgrace. Don't let him finish. Whatever you do, don't let him finish.
Oh, I'm going to finish. You're finished.
All this talk of Gunge this week.
Oh, also, Davis, because you're not going to be on Quizlemania tonight, do you have any words for Alex Queen of the Ring, who says that you aren't the cutest wrestling internet personality?
Well, I think, can we put a vote up? I'm sure Rich has got the production skills to put a vote up. Who's cuter? I'm on home turf right now. Who's cuter, me or Alex Queen of the Ring? And that can be my answer.
Rich? Producer Rich, is that something that we can do? Yes. So give me 5 minutes. Give me 5 minutes. We will get that poll up. But for now, let's talk about Fastlane 2021, a card that when I checked this morning had 6 matches on it, but now according to Wikipedia has only got 5. And WWE.com has also only got 5 as well. So oddly, apparently it was announced on Monday, Braun Strowman would be facing Shane McMahon. but it's not on WWE.com. It was on Wikipedia this morning. It's not on Wikipedia now. Wikipedia obviously is not a reliable source. It can be edited by anyone. People put Quizzlemania stats on there. But WWE.com not advertising it, even though they advertise, like advertising Drew versus Sheamus, which was also announced on Monday, seems bizarre, right?
Do you think Braun Strowman had a really strong allergic reaction to Shane's goop?
Could be.
Covered in it.
Yeah, he was absolutely covered in that goop.
I'm looking at Wrestle League and it's on here. That's official.
Oh, well, that is the most official thing. Hey, Mr. Davis, what is Wrestle League?
Wrestle League is our Patreon fantasy predictions league where all our pledge hammers of $5 and above can compete against us from big five show to, well, big four now, big four show to big four show. We're currently in the midst of the Royal Rumble to WrestleMania season where the loser has to, the winner gets £100 to spend on the WrestleTalk shop store.
Wow, that is spicy indeed. And it sounds like a hell of a lot of fun. So head on over to patreon.com/WrestleTalk. You can get involved with Wrestle League. Right, here we go. First up on the chopping block for predictions chat, it is the women's champions of Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler versus Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair. They're having another title match, I guess. Mr. Davis, what say you about this match?
I've already seen it. I think the women's tag belts. Oh, look, some predictions.
Ooh.
It's like a tier list.
We've not done this before.
Oh, we did it for the Rumble.
Painfully slowly on the Rumble. I really don't care about this match. I haven't cared about the tag team titles for anyone, actually, for quite some time. So it's a shame. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler to win. I mean, they could put the belts on Banks and Belair and do the they coexist storyline, because of course Belair is going to challenge Banks for the SmackDown singles title of Mania. But I don't even think that. I think Bianca Belair and Banks will somehow combust. I think Reginald will be involved some goddamn way. Like maybe Banks gets jealous of Belair because Reginald's taking more of an interest in. That's exactly the sort of crap they're going to pull. Nia Jax and Baszler retain because Reginald gets in between Banks and Belair.
El Fakador, reigning champion, defending champion, what say you?
Well, one, this is bollocks. And two, that's the reason why it's really hard to predict, because they don't give a flying F about the Women's Tag Team Championship. So I could see a world in which I can definitely see a world in which Belair and Banks pick them up. What's it, 2 weeks before WrestleMania? 3 weeks before WrestleMania? And they have to lose them before WrestleMania. And like Reginald has switched sides now and he's with Jax and Baszler? Is he not? Like,
yeah. Well,
yeah. I think for safety's sake, I'm going to say Jax and Baszler. But I want it known that I definitely do think WWE would be stupid enough to have Belair and Banks 3 weeks out from WrestleMania as the women's tag team champions.
So is that your official guess, is Banks and Belair?
I'm going to say Jax and Baszler retain.
I'm going to type that out quickly. 1 second. Jax
and Baszler. Oh, the poll is live now for the cutest wrestling YouTuber. You can you just do !! Vote Ollie or vote Alex. And then we get a good poll going.
Oh, the poll is live, everyone. Obviously, it doesn't matter what I think because I'm not going for the GM that championship. But just for the sake of completion, the fact I'm here, I'm also saying Jax and Baszler to retain. I don't see any points taking the belts off them at this point. Also, they've just set up Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke to be contenders to them. And as I was saying on the Raw podcast, I think that is the story they're going with here. No. They think they're setting an excellent story that they will eventually topple over these bullies at WrestleMania.
You are the only person who thinks that's a thing. Even Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke don't think that's going to happen.
It's going to happen. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Why else would you set them up as the number one contenders again?
Why would you do Lana and Naomi? Why would you do half the stuff that you do with the tag team titles for the women? It's to fill time.
Well, I think they'll fill time by having them win the belts at Mania.
Expensive right. stakes.
Up next on the line, it is the Intercontinental Championship. It is Bigoth E versus Apollo Crews, the former Yuha Nation. I'm hoping that he actually goes back to being Yuha Nation again. I think that'd be awesome, particularly for this new character that he's got. But fakey, what makey of this match do you make?
I'm makey that I'm very excited. I think I'm most excited about this match of all the ones on the card. I think Apollo Crews's heel turn has been really well done. I think Big E is in the prime of his life right now. But because he's in the prime of his life, I don't think he's going to be losing the belt here. I'm kind of hoping that they elongate this and we get this again at Mania. And then maybe that could be where someone like Apollo Crews might topple Big E for a bit of a heel run with the Intercontinental belt. But I don't think here is the place to make the switch. I think you want to build up to a Big E match at Mania, whether that's with Apollo Crews or not. So I'm going to say Big E retains.
Big E retains. Ollie Davis.
I don't know. This is the hardest match on the card to predict, I think. Because I think both guys, either guy winning is valid here. Just because Laurie went for Big E to retain, though, I'm going to go for Apollo Crews. Big E's held the title since December, wasn't it? It was like that New Year's Day, Boxing Day show. I think he's held it for a while. I mean, not by, you know, historical standpoints, by current WWE runs. So yeah, why not? Why not? Otherwise, this show's too predictable for me.
I'm also going with Crews. What I'm afraid of is them Carmella-ing this situation, which is that they re-debut Carmella with this brand new character. And it's like, oh my God, look at this whole brand new presentation of Carmella. Isn't she cool? Isn't she wonderful? Ah, she's just lost her first shot at the titles. Oh no, now what do we do? Put her in another match with him. Oh no, she lost that one too. Oh, now what do we do? Oh no, now she's lost again. And now who gives an F about Carmella? What I want from Crews is I think he does need to get a big win out of the gates with this new character and this new gimmick. And what better way to do that than to win the IC title? I was about to say, you know, a big mid-card title for him, but I forgot that he was US champion for a big portion of last year. Genuinely forgot that happened.
He kind of debuted the new belt. It was MVP champion. Who brought it out first, but he's the champion.
Of all the champions there ever was. Cool. Up next, it is Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus and his hat. Mr. Davis, what do you say to this one?
I think this is the most obvious match on the card, and that's saying something considering Roman Reigns is defending his title. It's Drew McIntyre to beat Gangs of New Sheamus because WWE already announced McIntyre will face Bobby Lashley at WrestleMania for the WWE title. So obviously they're not going to beat him on pay-per-view before. And if they do, for the sake of swerviness, they're dumber than I thought.
Now, a few people, because we talked about this in the Raw review yesterday, saying like it's a bit of a foregone conclusion that Drew is winning this match, particularly because Sheamus got beaten on Raw as well. However, there were some people in the comments yesterday who did point out, well, what if Sheamus wins and then it becomes a triple threat at WrestleMania? Do you think that would, do you think it would be worthwhile to do that as a triple threat? Would that kind of like alleviate some of your concerns about beating Drew just before they go into a pay-per-view?
I mean, it's a thing you can do. It's not terrible, but it's far from effective. You can't have a triple threat main event at Mania.
Shawn Michaels told us as much. That's why Mankind never really got a proper WrestleMania main event. You don't do triple threats until Shawn Michaels is involved in one. Then it's okay to do them. Fakador, what about you?
You don't want a triple threat at WrestleMania. You want a big smash-up between the two biggest lads in WWE right now, Drew McIntyre and Bobby Lashley. So Drew McIntyre has to win here. I do think that there could be the swerve is Sheamus wins, and that puts Drew's match with Bobby in doubt for the next 2 weeks. And then they go, "Ah, no, it's fine. We'll fix it for Mania." There you go. And then it's all, and it's always going in that direction. But they just do this just to make us go, "We don't know what's happening." There's some excitement in the WrestleMania build. It's like, just have them interact on TV and do stuff, and then that could build the story to the match. I don't know.
Davis, a question I do have for you, because I've just written down Drew as my prediction, but I'm already starting to doubt myself. And the reason why I'm doubting myself is because if Sheamus doesn't win and it's not a triple threat at Mania, then what do you do with Sheamus at Mania?
Yeah, exactly.
Give him a night off. Give him two nights off.
You put him in a match against MVP. You put him in a match against... who cares? Matt Riddle.
Benjamin or Alexander.
Yeah. I don't care about it. It's so unfortunate. He's on the best in-ring run of his WWE career, but it has come at a time when WWE want to push, and rightfully so, to be honest, Drew McIntyre and Bobby Lashley.
I get that, but like, there have been those reports as of late. Like, Sean was reporting recently that Sheamus is getting so much love backstage from the higher ups. They loved his match with Riddle, and they particularly loved the match that he had with Drew McIntyre on Raw, which they had previously decided was not to be worthy of a pay-per-view. And then they had a match, and it was like, oh, it's so good that actually it could have been on a pay-per-view.
You're totally right. This news of people being high on someone backstage has totally changed my opinion.
So you think it's Sheamus, right?
No, I'm being sarcastic. That happened last year, and it didn't result in anything.
Sorry, I misunderstood. That must have been an Angel Garza situation where we all believed it was going to happen. Right, anyway, coming up next, it is the perhaps oddest match on this card. Randy Orton versus Alexa Bliss. Now, I will get my prediction out of the way here, because I was saying this to Laurie and producer Rich before we came on air. I think that Randy Orton is going to give birth to The Fiend in this match. I think this is going to be a cinematic match, and at the end of it, The Fiend is not going to be let in. He's actually going to be let out. And
like a long way far.
So yeah, like Randy Orton is either going to like throw him up into existence, like the black bile is just going to like form into The Fiend. Or it is going to be like The Thing, and it's kind of like, you know, just sort of like burst out of him and stuff. So either way, I'm actually picking Alexa Bliss to win this on a technicality, I guess. But I'm picking Bliss to win. But take it all, what say you?
I think it's a no contest. I think man goes in water, end of the show. This is, I think, like, there's that flip side of me that thinks like, oh no, they do love when Randy Orton does what I like to call a no-no RKO, where it's the RKO on someone that you shouldn't do an RKO on them, Randy. That's bad. Bad Randy, you are bad. That's a no-no. And he's definitely going to do one on Alexa Bliss here. But then I think that causes, that letting the darkness out might be the thing that sort of causes the double over. And if you are thinking he's going to give birth to The Fiend, either cause him double over and spit out bile, or it's going to summon The Fiend to return, do something to Randy, and Alexa Bliss will technically win. And then I think that sets up a Mania match where Randy Orton's annoyed that he has lost to a woman of all things, and therefore has to take on a woman. I lost to one of them women's. And then he'll be like, oh, I'm not a match with you at WrestleMania, my friend. And then he has a match with The Fiend. Or whatever The Fiend is going to be now, because I feel like it might not be The Fiend that comes back.
Okay, I mean, I'm going to put this out on the table here. What if at WrestleMania it's Randy Orton versus Randy Orton? Like that dark-sided Randy Orton that we saw in the video screen a couple of weeks ago, that's who he faces at WrestleMania.
It's the best legend for him to kill, isn't it? Himself.
Yes! Yes! Yes, Fakedor, that's great. That is genius. He legend kills himself. Oh, it's good. Oh, it
he is just
good,
comes
though.
And he just comes back really humble, I guess. All the pretension is gone from Randy Orton because he's killed his own ego.
Thank you, I was so lost in that. I actually forgot. Did you say he's gonna win?
I think Bliss is going to win.
Okay. David, what say you?
That's a really good idea. But I think you can do that Mania match in the confines of a Fiend versus Randy cinematic match. but at the end, it's Randy versus Randy.
Well, look how the Fiend John Cena match was just a takedown of John's ego. Like, it wasn't about Bray particularly. It was mostly about John's ego. And then there's a pin at the end that's sort of, I don't know, it's just a visual metaphor.
You see, the story, it's a good story that this guy's becoming corrupted and he's puking up the black bile, which is probably foreshadowing the mouth birth of a new Fiend.
That is the worst but it's kind of ever heard.
Gunge. It's going to gunge out his mouth.
It's going to gunge him out.
Are you getting any? But gunge.
But surely that story works for a character that's already like 100% white meat, pure blue-eyed baby face, who's dragged down into this corruption. And then, you know, from that, he then has to, you know, because he's so wrapped up in his own paranoia or whatever it is, he RKOs a woman. And then it's like, oh, that you've fully gone too far. You're the dark side now. You birth the Fiend. You become what you are most scared of. But that story doesn't work because Randy Orton is already a massive heel. I think that's why this storyline doesn't quite connect with me on a deeper level. But yeah, I think this isn't really going to have a finish. But if it does have a finish, Bliss, it's going to be Bliss or the Fiend winning. So I'll go for Bliss as well.
I reckon this is just to set up them as a tag team again. They'll be Raw tag team champions by the end of the year.
Also,
just a quick update on the poll. Mr. Davis is currently leading 51% of the vote. It is tight. It's very tight. But as it currently stands, officially, Mr. Davis is the cutest wrestling internet personality.
Oof. It's the hair. Look at all this hair.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Finding your perfect home was hard. But thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Well, speaking of hair, it's Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan for the Bluniversal Championship. Now, a lot of speculation. We talked about the triple threat for the WWE title. A lot of people think that we're going to get a triple threat at WrestleMania on the SmackDown side of things, Bryan, Edge, and Roman, which Louis Dangor has claimed will technically have made him correct in his prediction.
Oh, my God. The straws that man will grasp at.
Mr. Davis, I will come to you first. Who do you think is winning out of Roman and Bryan?
Roman Reigns, I think. But like, maybe there's a way to do it where Bryan still gets added. I think either route's better. I think a triple threat excites me more. I know I just said don't do it with Sheamus, but I think with Bryan, Edge, and Reigns, although Bryan would have then lost twice on pay-per-view to build him up as a challenger, but that's just the way WWE book things these days. So
yeah, oh yeah, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Fakey, what about you?
I think Roman, obviously. I think you don't want to dilute. You wouldn't want to dilute Roman Reigns versus Edge. That feels like the marquee match for WrestleMania. Like, I don't think you want to shoehorn another person into it. But if you did, then isn't it that on SmackDown, on the go-home show on SmackDown, a special guest referee for this match will be decided?
That's right, yeah.
And so that is between Jey Uso or Edge. Yeah. What if it's Edge? What if Edge diddles Bryan out of his opportunity here?
I think there's going to be some diddling going on. And I think that Edge is for sure going to diddle him out of this title. And that's almost going to give Bryan then the ammunition that he needs to get himself into the WrestleMania main event. Mm-hmm. And like the story you can tell there is the last time he won a title in a Mania was in a triple threat main event. And actually, I think Bryan, out of the three, is probably the best option for the Blue Universal Champion. Like, the one to dethrone Roman Reigns. But I am also going to add in Roman to my choice. That is who I think. Right, here we go. Who is up next? It's, well, what we think is the last match, but it may not be happening anymore. We may just get to Fastlane, and it turns out it was all a dream, and it didn't actually get announced. But as of now, I think Braun Strowman versus Shane McMahon. This was announced on Monday, but it is no longer on WWE.com. So we don't know if it's happening. But on the off chance that it does happen, Mr. Davis, what say you?
Building off of the Shane McMahon calling Braun stupid, it's going to be Shane running away from Braun and running so far that Braun doesn't get back into the ring in time and he gets counted out. And that builds a WrestleMania rematch between them where Shane isn't allowed to run away. Maybe it'll be some kind of like cage match to stop Shane running away with some kind of gunge release element at the end of it. Or they'll never mention the slime again. Who cares? Shane McMahon.
Shane. Oh. Man.
Because he gets Braun counted out, you see.
But he'd have to be outside. Would he not be outside the ring getting counted out as well?
He will
get back just before.
Okay.
And rather than that, terrible like finish. Him getting in the ring to break up the count, the referee will just continue to count. It sort of works in some backward logic. But Fakey, what do you think?
I think Braun just wins, but disqualification.
Oh, okay. So it is. So Braun wins via DQ.
I think Braun wins via DQ and Shane attacks him with a load of stuff. And that sets up the Mania match, which is a get your own back match with Vince at the top of the little roller coaster ramp. And every time a pinfall happens, he moves slightly closer to going into Gunge.
I like it. Yeah. I mean, I said this on the Raw podcast, but I think we are leading to a slime match at WrestleMania. And I think the Shane winning here is what is going to set that up. But I don't also, yeah, but I also think you might be onto something with Braun winning essentially, yeah, Braun winning via DQ, and then Braun can just beat him at WrestleMania. I will say, like, you know, Ollie and I are a bit down on this on the Raw review and the Raw podcast. However, like, I was a bit down on Shane Miz, and they had the best match at WrestleMania that year. So there is every chance that Shane actually has the best match at WrestleMania once again.
Yeah, I think this is. I'm just hoping that Braun, it's a DQ and it's not Braun is too thick to realize he's being counted out. Because I get like, I know that's the kind of story they're doubling down on here, that Braun's a big thicko. But I just hope that he gets a little modicum of he's almost going to win and then Shane hits him with something and then he's like, okay, well, I want to win this properly at WrestleMania. But... goodness me.
There we go. Those were our predictions for Fastlane. And we have got some hyper chats that we need to go through before we do get out of here. Only a couple, in fact. Peter Mullins, my prediction, the Mania card will not be subject to change due to Fastlane. I'd love it if it was, but I think that it involved changing the match graphics, and that seems like a faff. So no changes for Peter. Tyrone Kidd says, Team Tanook is greater than Ollie and Alex. Kawaii that Kawaii. Is that person saying that actually me and Denise...
Oh, wait, no, that's against me.
Yeah, it's me and Denise are the cuter team as opposed to you and Alex.
I'm not a team. Let's close the poll as well. Let's have the ding, ding, ding. What's the final results of the poll?
I'm just getting it up now. Ollie has won, I think, by 52% of the vote. 52.02.
It's a Brexit.
Alex is 47.7.
52% of you voted 100% for me.
So I think we can now officially state, I'm very sorry, Alex, but Mr. Davis is the cutest wrestling internet personality. The people have spoken.
As voted by the people on his own channel.
Oh, yeah.
Which he owns and operates. Yeah, cool. It's just good to have the little asterisks in it, you know.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's a big asterisk. I'm sure if they did this on Church of Joshi, it might go probably a much bigger swing in Alex's direction, which I think is probably more correct, really.
Decisive. I agree with you. It is decisive.
Carol Wands says, stronger than steel, hotter than the sun. Laurie won't stop till he gets the job done. He is the champion. He can't be beat because he's got the power to knock Ollie off his feet. Go, fake it or go. Hashtag Team Laurie. Hashtag fake it or forever. P.S. Love you, Chris. Aw, so lovely. So lovely to see. Thanks, Carol. Raging Rhino, I need to see two Randy Ortons RKOing each other at the same time. Also, surely, the only reason for the Special Enforcer is to let Edge cost Brian and set up the triple threat. Yeah, that's kind of what we were saying in the predictions. I think that pretty much is what a lot of people are going for here. Is a myth. This Gunge stuff is so stupid. It wasn't funny when DX did it. Certainly isn't now. I think Brian, Bliss, Sheamus to get the win there. Jackson Baszler to get their wins. Poor Braun gets put in so many of these stupid matches because he's the monster. He can do so much more.
I cannot believe someone went for Sheamus.
There are people who think that's going to be a triple threat. Yeah. Well, actually, the Brian ones are very surprising.
Oh, blooming heck.
Five star. I don't know if that's five star wrestling. Just saying, looking like a good pay-per-view. Yeah, it's looking like a pretty good one. And you know what? I've said it before and I'll say it again. COVID era WWE shows are like 2.5 hours long. It's shorter than Raw, and I'm well on board for that. It's bloody delightful. And lastly, Rhys Johnson. Afternoon, lads. A prediction show for the most predictable pay-per-view card of the year. If El Fagador manages to lose the championship on this card to Mr. Tiny Peen Davis, must be pulling off some authority strings. Have a good day, guys. Everything is Fagador. Oh, actually, Justin McLucky. Just in time has got his in say, could Shane and Braun be a way of setting up a debut for Yabba Dabba Kato? Shane loved him. They're already debuting Omos at Mania. Kato could debut here to save Shane, setting up Kato versus Braun at Mania. Just a thought out of left field. A few people have said that pretty much since Shane came back, a lot of people thought this could set up the return of Yabba Dabba Kato.
I don't think it will be related to Raw Underground. They seem to have dropped that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.